Are you into books and movies? Do you want to hear what's on at your local library? Then get between the covers with Roanne Grinstead from the Eastern Regional Libraries every third Wednesday of each month from 3 p.m. It's 1 hour of action-packed thriller from start to finish, only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Yeah, welcome to Between the Covers. Roanne Grinstead in the studio from Eastern Regional Libraries. And after a six-week staycation at the wonderful Coronella, she's come back looking more sunburnt than usual.
Thank you for having me back. Yes, it's been difficult. I only came back to work on Monday and hit the road.
So fast. Coronella, then, does it get crowded over summer?
It does, yeah. Yes. It, being a holiday tourist place, it does. All the holiday houses fill up. And the
But there's no shops or nothing, is there?
No.
No, no Maccas? Where,
no,
how do you eat?
There's a great big jetty. And you have to go and catch your fish and eat it.
Oh, cool.
There's a big. Well, it's where you catch the ferry to French Island. Yeah. So, of course, it's got the best boat jetty. So they all come to Coronella to get their boats in the water. So, and then you can just go on your boat around to Phillip Island. And
did you see the big boats coming with the evacuees?
Oh, yes.
Into Western Port?
I think they'll be evacuating us next.
Right.
I can't see anything down there at the moment. The smoke's so thick.
Yeah.
It's incredibly thick over Coronella, yes. Yeah.
Good sunsets, though.
Yeah, but yeah. Otherwise, when it's not tourist season, it's just a hidden little gem. Mm. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, nice to be back. So, yesterday we were out at Monbulk.
Yeah.
The libraries. We took our little flexi van and off we went and to Monbulk Pool. And we had 107 families join in the fun.
Wow.
And we had a pirate pantomime and all the kids. And it wasn't even smoky and hazy over the Monbulk Pool. It was just lovely.
Did they get you to walk the plank?
We did. We walked the plank. We threw the kids in. And we had lots of kids running around and sitting down and reading a book out of the library. And it was good fun, really good fun. I'll be back again tomorrow at Yarra Junction Pool. The library will be there. We've got huge activities on at the Yarra Junction Pool.
So there you go, folks, with kids. Get down there.
Yes, and there'll be sausage sizzles and lunch and all sorts of things happening over at the Yarra Junction Pool. So that's 10 o'clock to 3. There'll be story times, craft activities. And we haven't got the pantomime over there. At we could only afford him once at Monbulk, so but there'll be all our STEM robotics guys, lots of things happening over there. So come over and join us there
from 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Yarra Junction Pool. Fantastic. And back up in the hills, the Dandenong Ranges, there was an exhibition at Burnham Beaches some time ago.
Did you get to see it, Greg?
No, I didn't. It was
It got booked out very, very solid. Yes.
And all these photographer friends of mine went down there and took wonderful photos and made me drool. And
Really? And it was $40 a ticket.
I didn't get it myself.
And it's called Roan. So it's a visual digital art display.
Yeah, because now it's coming back.
Well, the library, have purchased it.
The library,
Yes, we have purchased it, and we are going to be having the exhibition at the Lilydale Library on Saturday the 28th of March at 1:30. And you will also find that the cost is far more palatable. It's only $10, and you get lunch with that. And so it's the Roan, recently held at the Haunting Exhibition Empire at Burnham Beaches, an Art Deco mansion in the Dandenong Ranges. The sellout exhibition was captivating artistic development of the senses, the heart and the mind. Hear about Roan's career to date, his unique transformative installations and amazing street art. Also available from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be the immersive virtual reality experience, offering you the chance to explore the Empire exhibition through the virtual reality headsets. So all the headsets, everything's coming. Cost of $10, and you will have to book. It's already started booking, and we haven't even advertised it, so I don't know how that happened.
Well, now your listeners here are getting it. It'll go like hotcakes.
You've got to beat the staff.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Saturday the 28th of March.
I remember when it was on at Burnham Beaches, Roan painted the insides of the big mansion there, but also physically decorated with a lot of forest
decaying
stuff
matter.
And everything. And
yes, it was all decaying matter.
One room was full of water and something else, and it was absolutely stunning. It got recognition worldwide.
Yeah, it really did. The
so
photos,
to see
if you go
this
on the
for
website,
$10 is great.
On Roan's website, you see that what he did at Burnham Beaches. It won't be quite We won't be decaying the library.
No. Books floating around in the water. No.
There won't be books. But we have got the auditorium there, and we've got all the visual headsets as well, and we've got Box Hill Institute involved as well. So yep. You'll be able to see it all. And Roan's coming, and he'll be doing a talk about his exhibition.
Fantastic. So Saturday, 28th of March, book that in your diary right now. And get online, yourlibrary.com.au.
And you'll have to beat Greg.
Damn right, yeah.
So that's coming up. And then I just want to talk a little bit. We've still got some more of the holiday programs running.
Yep.
We've got a massive, massive day over at Lilydale Library next Thursday. Beat the Heat. We've got a big festival happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all indoors, and because we've got the great space, it won't be cancelled due to smoke haze or anything, because it's all indoors in that magnificent building at Lilydale Lakeside Campus. We have roller skating workshops, we have circus workshop, we've got the new roller rink at Lilydale, they're coming to do displays. We've got the circus from Circus Oz coming to do some circus workshops.
Mm-hmm.
We've got robotics from the Robotics Centre over at the Box Hill Institute. Yep. They're bringing their robots over, and they're also going to be running tours through the Robotics Centre so you can do some interactive games with them. We've got our own STEM guys coming, and there'll be loads of games, lots of crafts, lots of arts, lots of food, and we're showing the new Lion King movie in the auditorium, and that starts at 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock. So there'll be something to do it for everyone from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Flat out. But you do need to get online to book for the circus and the roller skating. Yep. Everything else is free. Just turn up. You just have to turn up.
I'm just hoping there's a day like there from the robotics. That'd be cool.
Yes, but it's a nice, cool building. So it's a lovely, cool building.
It's a great space.
Yeah, it's a great space. So we've got that on next week. And as I said, we've also got over at Healesville Library on Tuesday with the museum, we've got our own little farewell to Harry McCleary exhibition.
Oh, yes. Yep.
With the Lindley Dodd. Mm. The museum is going to be there doing some pop-up stuff from the museum. There'll be story times, and then there's a sausage sizzle in the park afterwards.
Yep.
And that starts at 10 o'clock at Healesville Library. And that's with the council and with the museum. Mm. That's on the Tuesday. So still some things you can get to. That's got plenty of spaces available, so just come along and join in the fun.
Fantastic. Also, next Monday at the Montrose Library, there's a cartoon drawing workshop. Starts at 10 a.m., goes through to midday. Bookings are essential. Cost is $5, but you get to work with cartoonist Sabina.
Yes, she's from up here.
Figure out your cartooning skills.
Yes, she came and did a Halloween party and did ghoulish monsters and monstrous characters, and she got quite a following.
Yep.
So we thought we'd bring her back over the holidays, and she'll be over at Montrose Library on next Monday. So thanks to Sabina for coming back again for us.
And so also a bit of a regular thing, I think, this one. Friday, the first Friday in February, Mahjong or Canasta. On a Friday afternoon, starts at 2:30, goes to 4:30 at Montrose. It's a free event, tea and coffee provided.
Ever played Mahjong?
No, I haven't played Mahjong. Or Canasta.
Oh, Canasta.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to the days when I'm retired and I can.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I won't need to do anything. I just go to the libraries. They'll fill in my time. There's so many programs on right around. So I've also need to talk to you about Healesville Library has started the Seeds Library. And it's really going well. So the seeds are categorized into a type of plant, vegetable, flower, medicinal, herb, native, and seasonal. And they're all in a beautifully bound folder, and they're all bound by those genres that you can come and you get to take the seeds. And you need to then bring back seeds as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have a little flick through to familiarize yourself. All the packets are labeled with a brief sowing guide, and you can take up to 3 packets at a time. People can then donate seeds, and there are some blank sowing guide sides, so we know what the seeds are for you to donate back to us. So that's how our seed library is going. It's going fantastic. It's really doing well. And that's part of our Healesville Edible Garden Enthusiasts. It's called Hedges, so that's one part of it.
Yep.
So Hedges, and you're welcome welcome to meet the Hedges groups and come along and have chats and talks to them and talk about, they'll talk to you about your growing and how to grow, get the lay of the land, dig up the dirt with other local gardeners, share your seeds and produce over a cup of tea. And then you can also borrow from your seed library. So the upcoming dates for 2020 at Healesville Library are Friday, February the 7th. That's the next one. So that's coming up shortly. Friday, March the 6th and Friday, April the 3rd. So those three Fridays, come along and join in, and then you can borrow and be part of the seed library collection.
They're running something similar down at Warby.
Yes.
Sort of a, yes, in the street. They got a garden thing going and people do seed exchanges and that sort of thing.
It's very useful. So that's more like a community garden.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great though. But yes, so it's sort of gone off from those. But this
so
is
the first Friday in February, March and April, get down to Hillsville Library.
Right. That's about all I've got for all upcoming events.
Now, Canopy. Now, for those who don't know Canopy, Canopy is the sort of Netflix of
the library land.
The libraries.
It is.
So and it's an app you get on your iPad or your tablet or your phone. And if all you do is put in your library card number because you're a member. And you can download and watch movies, thousands of movies.
Thousands of movies and documentaries and some really, really old stuff. I think there's a lot of genres in the Canopy world. So what did you watch over the holidays, Greg?
Well, I watched a couple of shorts that that I found quite interesting. And they're both sort of similar themed, a bit spacey, time travel-y sort of thing. The first one was called Orbit Ever After, and briefly it's about a young guy who's stuck growing up on this Hicksville sort of piece of space debris circling the Earth, and there's other people in other bits of space debris circling the Earth as well, and he finds this girl, but she's circling the wrong way. And he has to figure out how to leave his throwback family and get with
and
this
get across
girl.
To the other debris.
Yeah, that's right.
Quite fantastical.
So that's called Orbit Ever After. And then there was another one called Time Traveller, and it's about a young lad. And both these stories, the young guys are living in really abject poverty sort of circumstances. So in this one called The Time Traveller, he's living in a motorhome with his folks because they're sort of homeless. And he's sort of got this idea that he could rebuild that Back to the Future car, you know, and travel in time,
So it's his time machine.
Yeah. So he's got this old Honda or something and he's putting rubbish all over it and trying to build it, and he thinks he can time travel in this. And they get evicted by the local council or something, and he hasn't finished his car yet, and just all the drama around that. But interesting, both of them, Orbit Ever After and Time Traveller.
Oh, both, good. Nice light movies to watch.
Both shorts on
Canopy. I did. I watched The Dressmaker under the genre of Australian movies.
Yeah.
And it's a great movie. Have you seen The Dressmaker with Kate Winslet?
I live with The Dressmaker.
You live with The Dressmaker? Uh-oh. Well, this is a gorgeous story, and it stars Kate Winslet and, of course, our own Hemingway's boys. It's based on the best-selling novel by Rosalie Ham, The Dressmaker. It's a bittersweet comedy drama set in the early 1950s Australia. Tilly Dunnage, a beautiful and talented misfit, after many years of working as a dressmaker in the exclusive Parisian fashion houses, she returns home to the tiny middle-of-nowhere town of Dungatar, to the right the wrongs of the past. She's come back for revenge. Not only does she reconcile with her ailing, eccentric mother, Molly, and that's Judy Dunn, she falls in love with a pure-hearted Teddy. And you know who Teddy is. He's Chris Hemsworth. Yep. But armed with her sewing machine and an incredible sense of style, she transforms the women of the town into gorgeous, glamorous Hollywood movie stars with her sewing machine. So, The Dressmaker, I did enjoy that. That was a lovely one.
It's a bit of an art movie too, isn't it? It's very cinematic.
It is. And the landscape, it's beautiful. And and of course, it's Australian authentic all the way through. It's that real humour, very dry humour.
Yeah.
And you'll recognise all the characters in this Dunnerback outback town. So that was a really good one to watch. So that's all I've got in movies. I didn't watch any much else on there. I won't say where I watched my movies.
On a deck chair on the beach.
I did.
Yeah, soaking up the sun.
I actually did a lot of yoga on the beach.
Well, you were on holiday, you know.
Yes, I was. I was in holiday mode. I did do some reading, though. I've got some funny books to talk about that I got through on the holidays.
Well, books are coming up, and that's what the library's mainly about, is books. So we both read some books. And, yeah, I can read, and we'll come back to...
I'm looking forward to hear what you read. I thought you just did that canopy and your camera. That was it.
Yeah, every now and again, you know, when it gets too dark to take photos, I'll pick up a book.
I do, and I do have a good DVD to tell you about too.
So we've gone through events, and we've gone through canopy movies.
And I'm going to give you the best... DVD in the library at the moment, the most popular DVD in the library,
the hottest one on the press.
You'd have to put your name down on hold for it, though. Is Yesterday. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep. So everyone in the world has forgotten the Beatles except for Jack. So what's happened is Jack Millack was just another struggling songwriter, but that was Yesterday. After a mysterious blackout, Jack discovers he is the only person on the whole earth who remembers the Beatles. So that's what it's about. and there it goes. And I've got some great actors lined up on that. And it's all filmed live at Abbey Road Studios. So that's Yesterday. So that's the most popular DVD in the library at the moment.
It's a pretty good movie, that one.
Yes, it must be because everyone's raving about it. So books. Let's talk about books. Lots of books.
Yeah. Now, I came to this one a bit late to the scene,
well,
but apparently it's still
hot. Well, I
did
recommend you to read it a long time ago, so I'm so shocked. Do you tell them what you're reading.
It's by Jane Harper, Australian author, and it's called The Lost Man. And it got rave reviews when it came out, but as usual, I'm really late to jump on the gun, and 2 years after Rowan tells me to read it, I picked it up.
It's brilliant, and look, she still is. Every single book she's churned out ever since is just hitting the top bestsellers. And we love to see Australian writers doing so well. So tell me, did you enjoy The Lost Man?
I did. It's a typical Australian outback novel in that, you know, it's not Americanized with car chases and explosions and all that sort of rubbish. It is about character development. And as you go through the book, slowly more and more of the characters are revealed. What happened in the past, because as usual, the current events are linked to the past events in this one. But it has some also serious things to think about, and that is domestic violence and how do women cope when their husband is seemingly all good on the surface and an upstanding character in real life in their community, but in real life with them they can be rather vicious, controlling.
It all becomes much worse when it's isolated in the outback.
Yeah, with no one around to see it or help. So how do these women cope? And that's the whole crux of that novel.
It is. And it's brilliantly done. Sit on the edge. And did you work it out for yourself in the end as well? She has that way of drawing you into the characters and whether you believe it or not and who the
one are. Yeah, at the start of the book, you got this family or a couple of families there. And, you know, sons and daughters and that sort of thing. And at the start of the book, they're presented in this fashion, you know, the good sons and the average sons and the bad ne'er-do-well sons.
The bad son, yes.
And by the end of the book, it's all flipped.
Exactly. She has a great way of doing it. Yep. And the constable in the book, that character of the outback constable, he appears in most of her books.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, and which I quite like. It's sort of linking them all because they're all outback stories that she's doing. So it's absolutely fabulous. So I read one of the most hilarious books. As you know, I have my own Facebook book club.
Yes.
And it was recommended on there. And I have to tell you because it was absolutely hysterical. So I've brought it in here with me and I've brought it up here to tell you about it. Where is it? It's called The Poisonwood Bible by Barbara Kingslover. So in this book, it's just hysterical. It's about this, how do I describe him? He's a evangelistic. It's hilarious. So I It was such a humorous book. I found myself laughing out loud all the time. The story is told through the wife and then individually of the voice of four daughters of a zealous evangelic Baptist minister who has taken his family to the African Congo in 1959 to run an African missionary. It is the most hilarious book, how this African community are faced with this pure white family and all blonde girls and this very white, zealous Baptist minister hailing down about God, and they're all going to die if they don't put clothes on and their evil ways and stop walking around in the nude and
don't know what version of the Bible he was reading.
And he's telling the witch doctors and he's telling them, and it's quite hilarious. It's one of the funniest books I've ever read. It's humorous, it's tragic, it's quite an adorable book, and that was shared. It was an international bestseller in the New York when it first came out, and it's been shared by millions around the world. And I have to say, it's a really, really it's an eye-opener. It's a real eye-opener to that time as well, and when people were going out into the African Congo and wanting to bring God to the heathens. So The Poison Wood Bible by Barbara Kingslover. 4 million copies to date have been sold worldwide of that book. Brilliant book.
Right. Get that at your local library?
That's true. I've also got another one. The Electric Hotel by Dominic Smith. So I was on here about 8 months ago raving about Dominic Smith.
Yep.
He's a new Australian author writing. His first one, The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos, was amazing, absolutely amazing. And that was about the art world and here in Australia, the art world and how a lot of the artwork are fakes, they're reproductions, but you would never know that.
As I said, Leonardo da Vinci painted 213 paintings, of which 750 still remain.
That's exactly right. So this time it's different. This time, Dominic Smith's The Electric Hotel winds through the days of cinema in Paris, Fort Lee, New Jersey, America's first movie town, and the battlefields of Belgium during World War I. A sweeping work of historical fiction, it skims between the past and the present as it tells the story of the rise and the fall of the film studios in Australia.
Yep.
And a man's doomed obsession with the past is in the front of the viewfinder. From nearly half a century ago, Claude Ballard has been living at the Hollywood Knickerbocker Hotel, a French pioneer of science, silent films, and a art history student comes to interview him about his long-lost studios.
Yeah.
And he starts from there. And it goes through the history of the cinema and the cinema and the whole world of that era of the celluloid fragments and the reels and all those stories. And you can smell the old cinemas. Yeah. And it's just a gorgeous. And that's Dominic Smith's The Electric Hotel. Beautiful, beautiful. And it's just a well-researched novel into the history of cinema world.
The last time I did a tour through central Victoria with a camera, visiting old towns off the beaten track that hardly got any visitors, it's amazing the number of old cinema buildings in those towns.
And still showing old movies, using the old
Some of them were, and some was just abandoned because the population was like 20 or something.
Yeah.
But a lot of towns had their own purpose-built cinemas for the community to gather together and watch a film.
And it would have been such a community event for them all. You know, we're showing so-and-so and the whole community would go down to watch it. And the country wove women probably put on an afternoon scones and tea there as well. so they became the heart of the outback towns. And that's basically what he's capturing, is that and the history of it. And it's a beautiful book. So
sort of three buildings in those old towns that people congregate to, the church, the pubs and the cinemas.
Yes. Has it changed? I live in a little one of that. That's about all week. I don't know. I haven't discovered that. Oh, I did. I discovered this gorgeous little chapel that exists in Coronel that I didn't even know, because they had a grand opening of its new lead light windows.
Oh, okay.
And of course, the parish house had put on scones and tea.
Excellent.
So we went along for the scones and tea and then hand-knitted shawls for
sale.
Then
they did the unveiling, did they?
I did, and I took photos of the beautiful new lead lighted window in Coronel. Didn't even know the chapel existed. There, so there you go. a lot of seafaring people have been buried out there, and their histories and their stories were there, so it was really interesting.
Does Coronella have a little street library? You know those boxes that people build?
It has a massive mobile library that comes
down. That comes in there and invades the town.
It parks itself in front of the Coronella General Store and it's massive.
Brings culture to the masses there.
Yeah. No, it's like the big one here. So that's comes under West Gippsland Library. So the Bass Coast Libraries own their own mobile library that comes out. It's huge, actually. It takes, when it comes in tiny little Coronella, it takes over. Yep. Yes, no, it does. It has a great library life down there with Bass Coast Libraries at Inverloch, Cowes, and at Wonbaggy.
Yeah.
So and then they have their mobile library for our little town. Yeah. No. But they need a librarian there, don't they?
Super librarian.
No, so that's all I've got in books and movies and events coming up.
Well, the little library truck came around here the other day.
Did it?
Yeah, it comes up here once a month. So I dropped in, and that's where I picked up that Jane Harper novel.
Well done. The Last Man. Well done. So did you hear that, everybody? So what day was that?
That was, what's today? Wednesday. It must have been, I have a feeling it's supposed to be Friday.
Fridays. Yep. So just check the date and you can come along like Greg and discover some books on the little library flexi van that comes around now. It's not the big old ones that they've got.
No, the one that got caught under the bus. The bridge in Woolinghall.
That's it, and too expensive to run and keep maintaining.
That wasn't you, was it?
No. No, that wasn't me. No, so it's been marvellous. I'm back, and we just got back this week, so there wasn't a lot to talk about yet. And as I said, we're still running the holiday programs, lots to do with the holiday programs.
Yep.
So tomorrow, Yarra Junction Pool, if you've got nothing to do, come down. There'll be lots happening. We'll be there with our flexi van, story times, STEM activities, lots happening over there.
Yep, and book yourself into the Roan exhibition Saturday 28th of March.
Yes.
Get online, yourlibrary.com.au, not only for that, but all sorts of events that are coming up through the library.
And I was telling you how I've got tickets for
Kevin Borich.
Kevin Borich, yes, he's coming down to my end of the town. Yes.
You're going to be right up front.
I am. Yeah. We've got tickets.
Kevin, tickets. Remember me?
And I think you've dug into your files and you've...
I've got a bit of Kevin Borich.
You've got a bit of Kevin Borich. Put us in the mood. Yes, he's coming. 24th of January, I'll give the old Western Port Hotel a plug down in San Remo. And yes, I'm going to be there. So, and I'll leave you with Kevin Borich.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Rowan. You'll be back next month.
I will. I'll have lots more to tell you.
Yep, next month with more books and Canterbury stuff and events. So tune in for Between the Covers.